Well, you know by now, I hope, that the New Age Insiders are on their way to WrestleMania in New Orleans and what should, without exaggeration, be one of the best WrestleMania weekends we've ever seen and ever been a part of, and there's so much to look forward to. And a lot of people have asked me the last couple days, they go, what are you looking forward to most? And my answer never changes. It's the fact that I get to watch my favorite performer, my personal hero, somebody that no matter how many times I tell him, I still don't think he quite knows what he means to me. Well, he's getting in the Hall of Fame, and that's going to be my highlight by a mile, because it's gulp, 20 years in the making, but so hugely well-deserved. And so without any further ado, when you get a chance to talk to the man himself, you take it. So a three-time world champion, a former Universal champion, a man who has main evented WrestleMania, and this weekend will headline the 2018 WWE Hall of Fame class, the living legend, the man, Bill Goldberg, is joining the New Age Insiders. Goldberg, thank you a million times over for taking the time to join us. It always means the world to us.
Absolutely. A pleasure, honor to always talk to you, man. And yeah, we got a big one coming up. You were instrumental in forecasting this 3 years ago at the convention. And I thank you for that, because me being in the right place at the right time and you forecasting it, made it happen.
Well, I'm gonna isolate that audio. I knew three years ago, like I knew my whole life, that you belonged in that Hall of Fame and that you'd get there one day. You're going in, but I want to kind of start at the beginning of the return, which was, you know, you had been out of the WWE for about 13 years. You and I have talked. You just didn't think you were ever actually going to go back. What was day one like? You've taken the call. You've come to terms. You're going there. You see Vince. You see Hunter. What were the feelings going through your mind and everything racing through you as you return to the ring and you return to this company?
It's really hard to put that one into words. You know, you can't explain it. You got to experience it. It was a, you know, I again thought that there was no way I was ever going to go back. But the circumstances were such that it made sense. And at the end of the day, what Brock needs and what Brock wants, you know, he gets. And like I said, man, I can't understate or overstate it enough. I mean, I've been in the right place at the right time a lot. And I think a lot of things had to come into play for that to happen, for me to be back there. And it was overwhelming. You know, a lot of unknowns, fear of the unknown. Even Goldberg, you know, has issues with acceptance and stuff like that, man, because I'm no different than the normal human being. Stripped down, it's a very basic human nature to feel as though you don't belong if you hadn't been there in such a long time. And considering the circumstances, I truly felt like I didn't belong for that period of time I was gone. And instantly going back, you know, the fear of the unknown. You don't know how you're going to be accepted. You don't know whether behind the curtain, or in front of the curtain, how you're going to be treated. So it was a whirlwind, both physically and emotionally.
Was there any hesitation, nerves, you know, specific nerves, expedited nerves, when they said that we're going to take this from what I think was probably intended to be kind of a one-off and, you know, promote the video game, to taking this thing all the way to a championship level, taking this thing to a championship level at WrestleMania? Were you surprised just how successful this last run was and everything that came with it?
I think it was, again, like the streak, it was organic. Even though we had there's always a plan in place, it kind of took a life of its own. I mean, I think the genuineness of the character and myself, them being one, and having, you know, my family there, which I swore I'd never do, but that was the only reason why I came back. It was all about them. It was all about him and his experience. And, for that, you know, I was willing to change my mind about certain things, and I was willing to do what it took. You know, the only time I was really freaking out is when it went from, I don't know, from the initial phone call, when it went from me wrestling in 6 months from that period of time to 2 months from that period of time, with that much time off. And, you know, I won't go into the song and dance about my double knee surgery 6 weeks prior to that phone call and me agreeing to go back. You know, there were a lot of things that really just didn't bode favorably for me having a successful comeback. But the storyline was in place and I needed to, you know, do whatever I could in the short period of time that I could to get back to shape and get in that ring shape and underwear shape and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Your son and your family were a big part of the run and a big story, and it was very obvious that you were doing it for him and you were doing it for your family, and I think you were also doing it for your legacy, but it was obviously a big motivational factor for you was your son. How would you say your relationship has changed or grown or developed since now his dad has got, he's got a chance to see his dad become the heavyweight champion of the world, main event WrestleMania. I've seen an interview where you said that you got to bring the title to his school. So what has that been like that you have gone and taken a whole new step in being Super Dad?
You know, man, he's been lucky enough and I've been lucky enough to provide him with a lot of opportunities, whether it was prior to, you know, me going back to the business or during the business. Obviously, the certain things that I was accustomed to back in the day when I was in the business were things that he wasn't accustomed to, and it was neat to have him be a part of it. It truly meant everything, you know, being able to go to his school. Everybody knows I'm Goldberg. Everybody can go to YouTube. Everybody can do whatever. Everybody sees me walking around all the time. It's not like I can hide, and it's not like people don't know my past. But what it did for me in that day, it just made me really proud because not because of – none of it is a reflection of me. I look at it as my son reacts to it, and I see the proudness on his face. Therefore, it makes me happy. I'm just kind of, I don't want to say I'm going through the motions, but I'm doing what I can to be that guy for him so that I can evoke that response that I want to see from him. I think first and foremost, the thing that he got from, you know, my comeback was how flipping hard I had to work and how dedicated I was to not failing. He and I don't talk about those kind of things as much as we should, but I think it's something that can't be overlooked and something that if you are living that experience, you can't but help but have it affect you.
So when I talked to you for the first time a few years ago, the last question I asked you was, what do you think your legacy is in wrestling? And you said immediately, without hesitation, you said, well, I sure hope it's not me and Brock at WrestleMania. So the things that seem to not go great in the first run, maybe not getting along with the guys, not being super responded to by the crowd, you know, Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 20 not being what you wanted it to be. Do you feel like you've completely, you know, erased all of those bad things, chased away all those demons because your return was very popular, your title reign was considered successful, you and Brock, in my opinion, had the match of the night at WrestleMania last year. Do you feel like you've really wrapped everything up and cleansed all that was from the sins from the past?
You can't really use that magic eraser, but it did make I spoke about my son. The reason why the comeback meant so much for my wife, and it may be the underlying story here, is that she saw me living through that burden for 12, 13 years. And by me going back and accomplishing what I did, that burden was wiped away. The feeling was wiped away, but the fact that it happened will never be wiped away because it is what it is. But, I got an opportunity to right a wrong in many ways. And, hell, one of my cheering people in my cheering squad was Jericho when I came back.
Wow.
Whoever would have thought he and I'd have a positive relationship again.
Right.
You know, so there were a lot of things that changed. A lot of things. I mean, time heals wounds, but when you're standing in that situation and it feels just like Groundhog Day, you're like, oh man, is it about to explode again? But it was, I was treated with utmost respect, and I have nothing but positive things to say about the future wrestlers of tomorrow and of today. And I think they're a responsible group for the most part. You know, the biggest thing that I want them to understand when they're listening to my big ass talk, you know, in a couple nights is, first and foremost, I'm not going to go off of a big script. Second of all, I'm just going to speak from my heart. And the ability for wrestling, what I've been able to give you, okay, is an example of what these people have to understand their power can attain. It's a very positive and can be a very negative thing. And in this day and age, when things are just bullshit around every corner, superheroes are hard to come by. And people who set a positive example and are a voice in front of millions of people are very hard to come by. And that's a huge responsibility. And making money is one thing, and being popular is one thing, but making a difference is the biggest thing. And I just want to impart to them that that's the most important part of the journey that they're embarking upon. And I don't want them to forget about it, because it means everything to the people out there watching what they're doing.
It does. I've told you before, I've been very open with you that my family life at home when I was growing up wasn't great. My parents weren't around much. And when they were, there was a lot of fighting. You know, obviously every family has their problems, but mine, I think, took on a lion's share. And you were my escape. You were the guy that I got to watch and sit down and plant myself in front of, and nothing felt impossible, and everything, even if it was only for a few minutes, because you were usually crushing guys into the ground. You were my escape. And then to meet you and have you turn out to be a wonderful human being and somebody that cares, and I actually think gives a shit about the fact that you mean this much to me. Well, you've been in my Hall of Fame for a long, long time, man, and you belong in this one, too.
I appreciate that, and that's what I mean, man. I mean, we have a voice, and we can do one of two things. We can do positive, or we can do negative with it. And like I said, in this day and age, when there's so much negative out there, we need to stand up, and we need to change what's going on.
So, first of all, you're 100% right. You do have a voice. You do matter. And the things that you do and the example you set means a lot to people. You know, I was obviously a younger person when you first came around, but you molded a lot of what I want to do. And one of the reasons that I want to be involved in pro wrestling this bad is because of Bill Goldberg. It's undeniable. I owe you a lot, man. I owe you a lot. And I could gush all night, and I'm not going to, cause I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. But I have two more questions for you, before I get to see you get into the Hall of Fame. How amazing is that? So my first question is, just kind of piggybacking off the last thing we talked about, what didn't work the first time with Brock, and why was this run with Brock Lesnar so much more successful in your mind?
Well, there was an actual story. You know, we missed a huge opportunity the first time because both of us were leaving. Let's be perfectly honest. Nobody invested, you know, the proper time in it. And the people didn't care about it because they were pissed. And I don't blame them. But the fact is that was not a bad match. The things that we did in that match were pretty damn spectacular.
Yep.
You know, they were basic. But to be able to do the stuff that we did, you don't see guys pressing Brock like that. You don't see Brock pressing me. Nobody presses me like that. You know, nobody does it to him either. But, you know, throughout the years, you know, the business has changed. And, you know, that match will be looked upon as, you know, it is what it is, man. It was based upon the reaction of everyone else. Nobody ever gave it a chance. So and that's how I look at it. And I don't think twice about it beyond that.
You shouldn't, because you and Lesnar in 2017 was one of the best things I've ever seen. I'm not just because I'm me. I think you and Brock put on the match of the night in Orlando last year. I sincerely do. My last question for you is also my opportunity to brag just a little bit. I'm going to do it because, again, I will never say it to your face because I'm scared of you. But I did tell you so. So I sat there. I said, one day you're going to get in the Hall of Fame. Who's going to induct you? And you said, man, you're dreaming. It's not even worth talking about. Well, now we know that 3 years later, Paul Heyman is going to induct you into this Hall of Fame. Was that your decision? Was that something Paul asked for? How do we get to Paul Heyman inducting Bill Goldberg?
No, it was my decision because, and a lot of people are boo-hooing about it and all that, and oh, I should have done Bischoff. And yeah, you know what? WCW was a huge part of my career. And WCW and the streak is what got me considered for the Hall of Fame. But the ability to come back and what the comeback meant, I think that's what got me in the Hall of Fame. And that was a really trying year, 6 months, whatever it was. Paul Heyman and I have been friends for a very long time, and that means that we've been able to keep it from the smart people for very long. And that there's a lot of positive with that. And, you know, what people don't know ain't going to kill him, for sure. We've been friends for quite a long time. And it's not like he doesn't know big guys, and he doesn't know the history of big guys and what was done, what should, you know. He knows my story. And let's not just, you know, let's not put aside the fact that we're both Jewish. And that's a very small knit group of guys in the wrestling business. And Paul Heyman was by my side during every part of this comeback. And it doesn't mean that I won't cut him in half when we're in the ring together, but it does mean that Paul Heyman is a big guy's man. And that's who people should turn to, you know, for big guy work, both vocally and physically. He's one of the best. And, you know, I love Paul Heyman to death, and he had a lot to do with my successful comeback.
So I'm going to ask you the last question. I asked you once, and now I think the answer might be a little different. What is Bill Goldberg's legacy in this business? Multiple championships. You've now reached a Hall of Fame level. You're headlining that class. You are one of the few people that can say that you were the champion at a Starrcade and a champion at a WrestleMania. But for you, in your mind, what is Bill Goldberg's legacy in the wrestling business? Who is Goldberg?
Well, hopefully, as I'm answering that question, my son hits a home run because I'm watching him right now.
Yeah.
Let's behind go. The plate.
Go get him, kid.
You know what? Hey, man, it's a couple things. I invented the 60-second match. I did nothing but cut guys in half. But at the end of the day, as violent as a character as I was, I still had a heart. I still had a heart big enough to make him not turn me heel, because I didn't want to hurt any kid's feelings, whether it was one or a million. And at the end of the day, I gave everything that I had, whether it was in my blood or not. It became a part of my life through my journey. It wasn't in the beginning, but I learned to appreciate it exponentially throughout the process.
Bill Goldberg, a multiple-time heavyweight champion of the world, a man who has main-evented Starrcade, main-evented WrestleMania, and coming up this Friday will headline the 2018 class for the WWE Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. I can't tell you enough what you mean to me, how you helped me without knowing me, how you've helped me now that we kind of do know each other. You will always and forever be my guy, my hero, and somebody that I can't thank enough. So for as gracious as you are, I will never be able to pay you back. Thank you for just being you, because you're an amazing person. It doesn't matter what wrestling is. At the end of the day, it's about life. And I know firsthand that Bill Goldberg is every bit the hero that I've painted him up to be for about 20 years now. So from the bottom of my heart, for everything from a little kid who's just trying to get an escape and find his way in this crazy world, thank you, Bill Goldberg. Thank you for being you. Congratulations on a hugely successful return, and congratulations on headlining the Hall of Fame class. You in every single possible way deserve it, and I hope your kid hits for the cycle today and take him out for ice cream, because that's amazing.
You got it, brother. I appreciate it very much, and just for you, and especially you and all the fans out there, I'm 51 years old. I got a new TV show coming out in 3 weeks. I just started this freaking journey.
Yeah.
So if people think I've got a foot in the ground, they're crazy. And I can still jackhammer every single sumbitch on that roster. So I'll leave you at that.
Plug your show. Before you go, plug your show.
Nah, it's on History Channel. It's called Forged in Fire, Knife or Death. Just think Forged in Fire meets Ninja Warrior, and you'll love it.
Plus Goldberg. That's a hit. That's a hit.
Yes, sir.
So again, Bill Goldberg, multiple-time world champion, the headliner of the most upcoming WWE Hall of Fame class, and just all-around genuine, actual living superhero, joins the New Age Insiders. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend, because it is your weekend. If I see you out there, you'll know it's me, because I'll be the hysterical screaming person, just like I've always been when I see you. And I can't thank you enough again. You're welcome here anytime. Good luck, and God bless you, man. Thank you for everything.
You got it, partner. I'll be looking for you for sure.
You'll hear me. You'll hear me screaming.
You got it.
Thank you, Goldberg.
Okay, brother. My pleasure, brother.